August is a good time to clean up the closet a little bit. Get rid of the summer stuff that you didn't use. Prepare for your autumn wardrobe and upgrade the basics that you'll actually reach for every week. That's why I like Quince. They make fewer, better pieces that feel premium, but don't come with the luxury markup. For me, the piece I keep coming back to is the 100% European linen drawstring beach pants with the matching shirt. I love wearing them on beach vacations because they're easy, they're breathable, comfortable, and they look put together without feeling like I'm trying too hard. Throw them on during the day, wear them by the water, or dress up a little bit at night. That's the kind of staple I actually use because it has versatility. And that's really what Quince does well. They specialize in everyday pieces that work harder, like ultra soft organic cotton tees and premium Magnolia cashmere sweaters that can go from a casual workday to dinner out. If your basics are starting to feel worn out, Quince makes it easy to upgrade with premium denim and tailored chinos from just $60 with the fit, structure, and quality fabrics you'd expect from a luxury designer brand. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middleman, so you're paying for high quality, not brand markup. And it's not just clothing. Quince has become a go-to for everything from hotel quality bedding and bath essentials to premium cookware and travel must-haves. Guys, you've been hearing it for so long now how I tell you have to go to quince.com because the website is so fun for all the options that they have. It's a great website to go click around, and the prices can't be beat. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers. Go to quince.com/crypto101. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/crypto101. Stop waiting for permission to start your business. Your idea is one step away, and Shopify can make it easy to make it happen. That's what we did at Crypto 101, and use Shopify to sell our book, and the rest is history. The thing I like about Shopify is it takes the scary part out of starting. You're not just sitting there trying to figure out a website, payments, checkout, inventory, all these little things that stop people before they even launch. When I think about building a storefront, the biggest thing is friction. You want someone to land on your page, like what you're selling, and be able to buy without getting stuck. That's where Shopify is huge. Shopify checkout is built to help more customers finish their purchase. And when they come back, their details are already saved. One tap and they're done. The cool part is Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide, from huge brands that you know, like Mattel and Gymshark, to small businesses just getting started. So whether you're building the next big brand or launching your first product, the infrastructure is already there. Once that part is handled, you can focus on the real work, building the brand, getting attention, and bringing people to your storefront so the business can grow. That moment when someone actually buys, that's when the idea becomes real. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business, so go make it one. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/crypto101. That's a free trial at shopify.com/crypto101. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Crypto Rundown. Happy Friday to you all. We can, as you see on the screen, have Brian McNutt with us. You know what that means. Later in the show, we're going to be going over some of his cusp calls, some of his big winners. Guys, the work chat is saying, Brian McNutt, congratulations on the 10X. It's a 10X summer for Brian McNutt. Unbelievable winners, this guy. It's something that you're going to want to tune into on the second half of the show. Brian's going to go through his process, and if you guys are long-term listeners, you know the cusp effect with him and Brian and Joe in the Momentum Moneymakers community. And God, they have been hot this summer. Unbelievable. Turning the temperatures up, turning the thermostat past 100 all summer long, the Momentum Moneymakers. We're going to give you some of those calls. We're going to break them down. And of course, at the top of the show here, we have all the news that you need to know. The Clarity Act. We have some insight into what's going to happen here in August. We're going to break that down for you. We're going to pull up CoinMarketCap in a second, along with some topics of where we see the big money moving in, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, and why the narrative of crypto being downstream from AI is so tasty right now. It keeps going all over the timeline. We've got a video for you. So Brian, let's pull up CoinMarketCap. Anything you've seen since the last time you've been on the show, this today, the last couple days, over the last week? The price action to me is, you know, trending positive over the 7-day there for the CoinMarketCap 20. Bitcoin up 3% over the 7-day. But again, just kind of overall, it feels like a nice little range here, something that we've honestly been talking about on the show. So credit to us there. And again, I don't necessarily see a resolution to the range in a volatile way, upside or downside, in my opinion. But I want to know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, man. I mean, since the last time we're on our show, we're probably right around the same price where we were last time I was on. And that's where we are. We're range bound, chop city, whatever you want to call it. And I think we're going to stay that way again without some crazy event. I know we have some administration that can, you know, do some interesting things and cause some market movements. But as long as, you know, nothing, no black swan event, I think we probably stay in this range until the fall. And then we'll be doing some rundowns until then. I think things could get a little nutty in the majors. But in terms of the majors, you know, we're just ranging in this $60,000 range, which every day this continues to stay in this range makes me more and more bullish to DCA into these majors. So there's that, because I do think that we are going to break through eventually here. But as you can see, Bitcoin, 64, 65K, Ethereum, you know, always just tipping around that $2,000 mark, which I'm getting a little more and more bullish on Ethereum because there's just, you know, we've talked about a lot of different rundowns. Just about the institutional adoption, and we'll talk more about the Robinhood chain, but a lot of things have, you know, are utilizing and using Ethereum. So I'm getting a little bit more bulled up on Ethereum coming into the fall. Solana's had some interesting tokens out there. The chain's, you know, still in the $70 range. I mean, Chop City. The one area that I am bullish on long term, I've always been bullish on, but right now, I'm not as excited. Are those is like Hyperliquid? We've seen it not perform quite as well. I'm kind of bundling Hyperliquid into the crypto majors now because it's so talked about. There's an ETF for goodness sakes, but it seems like ETFs aren't performing quite as well as some of the Bitcoin and Ethereum ones. And that's somewhere I don't think we're up on the sheet, but ETFs recently have been performing really well for Bitcoin and Ethereum. So someone's kind of selling on the back end, but ETFs are flowing. But with that all being said, to put a bow on it, just kind of in this chop zone, the majors I think are going to be there. But man, you alluded to it earlier, there's been some action on chain. There's been some really interesting runners on chain. And I think if everybody wants to explore that area, that's kind of a little bit of a sign a month or two before we start to click, hopefully, into a bull market or things start to swing around with the majors. On-chain activity, the vibes start to get picked up in the trenches. That's like one of those indicators I like to watch. So I'm feeling higher than the 39 fear mode right now. Mm-hmm. I'm a little higher than it is.
We talked about that last week. And while I transition to our next topic, Brian, I'm getting just a little bit, we're doing this live, but I'm getting just a little bit of some ping or some echo. So maybe try and move your mic a little bit closer and see if that helps. Not sure what that is, but we'll continue on. And if I keep hearing it, we'll try to fix it as we move on here. One thing that I'm noticing on you're talking about going on chain. That's going to be topic four here. We're going to get to that in a second. We talked about with Brendan in our previous show how fear and greed, we've been in fear or extreme fear for a month plus now, which again, you don't love to see that, but again, it's part of the bottoming process. That's what we talked about with Brendan, the data of the bottoming process. And then you see here on the chart with Bitcoin, you've been in extreme fear for a month, but you really haven't had any price movement. If anything, it's a tick upward. As you can see there on the chart. And one thing that I'm starting to pick up, and this always swings, this is one of those pendulums. Me and you love this, especially in the betting markets. One thing I'm starting to see is there's whispers of Fed Chair Kevin Warsh is reportedly prepared to support a rate hike in September. There was a Fed press conference last week. We didn't get to cover that one either, Brian. We got to try and get the next one. Just schedules haven't lined up. But I'm saying, you know, there's some whispers like, oh, well, if the data doesn't change, he's willing to raise the interest rates here, or the Fed rates. But then the jobs report comes out today. This wasn't on the sheet, Brian. Sorry, I'm just kind of going off the cuff here. But the odds of a separate rate hike fall today. So it's almost like they're talking the market down. I feel like the new Fed's trying to keep this like equilibrium thing, and they're going to be data dependent, I believe. But I just find it interesting. Whatever jawboning you see going on, the data seems to go the other way, which I find really interesting. So like when jobs are falling off a cliff like this, and again, this type of report comes out a lot, so it can change. But, you know, when this jobs number comes out, the chance of a rate hike drops. So a lot of noise out there, especially when you're in the range. But I do agree at some point you're probably going to have a a resolution to this range, upside or downside. And that's what we're trying to do to figure it out. So let's move on. I think I have, is this Clarity Act? The Clarity Act confirmed the vote is being pushed back to September. That's if they even get it to a vote right on the floor. Recess is starting. It didn't make the cut. This was a true line in the sand for a lot of people, Brian, that if it didn't get decided by now, that it might not get decided at all in 2026. So what are your takes heading into recess with no vote?
Super lame. Lame. We needed the Clarity Act. I wanted it done. I mean, it's happening eventually. I don't think it's a matter of if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. As a betting man myself and, you know, always kind of getting a vibe in the market, I know they're saying that, you know, it's going to be readdressed in September or October. I think we might be cooked for 2026. I haven't looked at the poly market odds, but they probably aren't the best for it happening in 2026. But there's been some other, you know, the SEC said they're going to come out with some other guidelines. I don't think this is going to put us back. I think this is just another catalyst to push us forward. But the market already digested this, in my opinion. The writing was on the wall for a little while. Yeah, 14% chance to happen in 2026. That feels about right. Because we hit the holidays, and then it's going to be 2027 before we know it. And it's probably, hopefully, we're in the heat of a bull market. We get the Clarity Act signed, and, you know, we're popping bottles and having a good time. But lame it didn't happen, because I think we were very, very, very close. And hats off to everybody, all the senators that were pushing forward. But we'll see what happens. I'm not saying it's a non-zero chance, but 2027 is probably where I would have a booking.
Hey, you don't hate a 14% odd on poly market these days, you know, just a little sprinkle. There's a lot of exciting poly markets to be had, as me and you know, into the fall of 2026, dare I say 2027, whether you're betting
Johnny
on
football, baby,
whether you're betting on the Clarity Act or will Johnny Manziel appear on the College Game Day show. Longtime listeners know that one. That's a poll. Speaking of longtime listeners, we got Holy Whale. Goodbye, TiVo's August prediction bet. Yeah, we're going to have to throw that one in the trash. But again, there was some value there. There was some value. Holy Whale, long-term listener of the show, friend of the show. I still have it up here. So if we're pulling up all time, it was down in this area. When it was in the in January, we got to below 40%. We were live on air with Brendan. Brian was watching. I started nibbling there. I mean, again, you got a 40% swing there up to 80 not too long later. So it was an interesting market to trade. I traded one of these out of here, but I did keep some long-term ones that, you know, obviously look like they're going to be trash now. But, you know, that's the name of the game, and it's fun. And never, ever risk anything that you're not willing to lose, especially in the poly market game. But let's see. I think everybody is talking about AI right now, but the AI that actually matters is the kind that saves you time, helps you make smarter decisions, and takes work off your plate. And if you're running an e-commerce business, shipping is one of those things that can either keep you moving or completely slow you down. That's why I like ShipStation. It's an end-to-end order fulfillment platform built for e-commerce businesses, and its AI is trained on decades of real shipping data from billions of shipments across the world. So instead of juggling a bunch of different tools, ShipStation helps you stay in control. It can alert you when your stock is low, recommend the best carrier selections and rates, automate tasks, and help you save time as you grow. You also get inventory syncing across sales channels, automatic rate shopping, a branded returns portal, and integrations with accounting and CRM software, all in one place. If I were running an e-commerce store, this is exactly the kind of tool I'd want, because once the orders start coming in, you don't want shipping to be the thing that's holding you back. Over 1 million businesses have trusted ShipStation to optimize and scale their shipping. The sooner you switch, the sooner you start saving time and money. Get started with ShipStation today and get 60 days free at ShipStation.com with code crypto. That's ShipStation.com, code crypto. ShipStation.com, code crypto. Taxes and fees apply. I don't know about you, but dinner sneaks up on me all the time. I'll open the fridge and realize I have no protein ready. And at that point, I'm not trying to go to the store, make a last-minute grocery run, and gamble on whatever meats or burgers are left at the store. That's why Omaha Steaks is a great freezer move. It's like having a trusted butcher at home, and quality protein when you need it the most. Omaha Steaks has earned its reputation with over 100 years. It's the same beef trusted in kitchens across the country, shipped straight to your door. Steakhouse quality without the steakhouse prices. Your family will think dinner took hours, but it didn't, just minutes. And if you never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the perfect place to start. You get 20 premium steak burgers made from 5 different cuts of steak. 4 filet mignon burgers, 4 New York strip burgers, 4 ribeye burgers, 4 brisket burgers, and 4 sirloin burgers. Guys, this is the altcoin basket of burgers right here. If me and Brian were on the rundown, we would be divvying these up 50-50 because you know how we like to grill in the summer. So you're not just getting a box of burgers, you're getting different flavor profiles, different textures, and real steakhouse style variety you can throw on the grill or cook up fast during the week. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with the promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. The conversation of crypto being downstream from AI. And this is, I was trying to pull because I knew exactly how I wanted to transition there. Didn't get it clean. But the reason I'm bringing up this next clip is because this week, Brian, we talked about an interview Bryce did out at the Out East Summit with Christopher Giancarlo, who is a former CFTC chairman. And I played a clip on the show, so I'm not going to do it again today. But if you have not listened to that episode, you have to go back. It's my last call. Last time I mentioned it, I promise. Go back, listen to the Christopher Giancarlo episode, former CFTC chairman, sat down with Bryce, and he rolled out his idea of why, you know, he basically thought the Clarity Act's not going to pass, and he didn't care. It didn't matter because the SEC chair, the current CFTC chairman, he knows these people, and they're rolling out a plan. They have, you know, administrative powers in their positions, and they're rolling out a plan to move this industry forward. And if they do it the right way over the next 2 years, it's going to be too much. It doesn't matter who gets into office 2 years from now at the presidency, the Senate, the Congress. You're not going to be able to you know, unroll this out. It's going to be too embedded into the financial system. And I think that's the perfect segue into our next video with Tom Lee, friend of the show, explaining why crypto being downstream from AI is the play for, even though it's not the hottest trend right now, it's a trend for 2026, later 2026 and into 2027 with all this legislation that could be being pushed by the SEC, by the CFTC, because this is the future of finance. Let's take a listen.
People today bank through apps. In the future, they're going to be trading stocks, and very likely, as Robin has pointed out, you're going to be trading it on a crypto platform. It's a tokenized stock. I mean, look at what happened with oil trading over the weekends. That's all using crypto rails. Crypto is a little hard to understand, and people don't like to deal with wallets, but young people, which is the next generation of users, are really big adopters. So
where are they now, though?
And I think you're absolutely right. There is FOMO because it's easier to buy the memory stocks. But I think without question, in 12 months, we're going to say crypto was a downstream story of AI, just like memory was sort of a has-been story in 2024 and 2025, right? That they were stuck. They didn't go anywhere. And look what happened in 2026. They all went parabolic. Scott, it's actually happening. For instance, BlackRock is tokenizing almost every asset. Almost every asset is going to be built on a crypto rail. It is more efficient, it offers finality, and it lets it trade 24/7. It's what's called composability. It's really turning financial assets into software. It's happening, but hey, it's a slow and then sudden. So to me,
slow and then sudden, just like the memory trade. And I think people get lost when you see the, you know, the Microns of the world. I always bring up SanDisk because, again, I have SanDisk cards for my camera all the time and used to go to the store and get them for $15 for 256 gigabytes. And now they're off the shelf. They're not making them anymore because everything's getting dedicated to AI. And you watch the SanDisk stock in one year go up, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30x. And so that's kind of what he's talking about. It's, you know, 2024, these stocks couldn't catch a bid. Now, you know, they can't make, you know, it's just a name your price type of stock. They can't make enough memory to keep it on the shelves. And so he's comparing that to crypto. That's a storyline that will take time to play out, whether he's right or wrong. But it leads into this big time usage for blockchain of everything. I loved what he said is financial assets are turning into software. And I thought that made a lot of sense of bringing everything on chain as I share this next tweet. I thought was really interesting of just kind of showcasing how much stuff is coming on chain at such a fast rate, where blockchains are capturing so much of all things. They're like Tom Lee said, finance apps exceed 50% of most months, consumer apps, blockchains, physical crypto infrastructure, rounding errors. It's just like everything is starting to come on chain. I find that really interesting, and it's dispersing. So again, I think we've always said, Brian, as I hand it off to you, is like, hey, people are going to use crypto. Crypto mass adoption is going to happen when people don't know that they're using crypto.
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly seen the integration of crypto into just the traditional finance system more and more this year, and more things are going on chain, and we're going to see a lot more going on chain. I agree with a lot of what Tom Lee said there, and the proof's in the pudding here with a lot of these numbers. We're utilizing more financial apps, more consumer apps, RWAs. Everything's going on chain, and the backbone behind it is blockchain and crypto. And I think that's going to continue to increase. And I think we're going to be looking back on these past couple cycles and just be like, man, that was just so obvious at the time when we just started seeing more tokenization. And we'll talk about later in the show, there's literally meme coins being paired with equities. And people are buying meme coins and getting rewarded when tokenized equity. So everything is going on chain. It's happening more and more. And it's just going to be the way the world is in a few years. It's not going to feel so foreign. And we're starting to already feel it right now. There's no surprising of how many things are coming on, utilizing blockchain or coming on chain.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And before we transition into your segment, you taking the lead, I want to give a shout out to the chat. Not a bad day here on a Friday afternoon. CJE leading the charge. Gentlemen, good to see you, CJE. We got Andy from Liverpool. It's officially an international rundown. He says he missed us a lot. Where have you been, Andy? Good to have you back. Holy Whales here and East Coast Lobster as well. So a good turnout today. Give it a like. Really appreciate it. And then for everybody tuning in later, make sure you check the description below. We have our promo for the day, the number one coin to own. Check out the link there. You're not going to want to miss it. A report from Bryce and the entire team. Again, there's a lot of picks out there right now, and Brian's going to go through them, that there's places to be and there's winners to be had. And Brian, you've had some of the hottest eyes in these crypto streets that we've seen recently. So again, you're going to walk us through kind of some past picks and some of the success you've had, and what you kind of do to be interested in possibly getting a future pick of the number one crypto to own right now. Check the description below, click that link, check it out, because again, as Brian's going to show you, there's a lot of great information and education that you don't want to miss out.
I mean, the boys have been hot. You know, the boys have been hot. Joe and I have been picking up some winners recently, and a lot of them have been centered on, and not all of them, but a lot of Robinhood, a lot of Solana. Robinhood Chain, and we've talked about this in market updates, we've talked about it in rundowns, active addresses actually hit an all-time high, I think of right around 375,000 in a lot of these charts, while the launchpad volume, which was declining there over the past couple of days to about 212 million, rebounded, and this DEX volume then pounded up, you can see in some of these charts, to 361 million. So with that all being said, Robinhood, friend of the show, Vlad, friend of the show, stealing TiVo's lines there, but this Robinhood chain has brought some excitement back into the trenches, if you want to call it, and just into the market overall. And there's certainly been some winners. There's always, when there's winners, there's losers out there as well. But man, there's been some huge winners. And TiVo, we could click on to that next link, because I think we talked about it on one of the rundowns, Cash Cat. That was the meme coin. It's just a meme coin, everybody. And I'm not telling you to go out and buy this meme coin. But we gave it a call back when it was right around $100 million. And then it started leaking out. Vlad talked about it. And then just recently, I think a day or two ago, Robinhood United States list Cash Cat. So they list a meme coin. And if we take a look at that deck screener chart, TiVo, the market liked it. The market liked it a lot. Kind of pushed it all the way back up to... close to all-time highs again. I think we hit like a 200... Oh, no, not quite all-time highs, but 200 million or so. Yeah, it flashed up there. But there was some excitement there. kind of where I go from here is I'm not, you know, this is a little bit too high for me to be buying into, but, you know, it gave some relief. But we can see Robinhood is embracing memes. They're embracing meme coin culture. And I get it. Memes, a lot of them don't have utility, but people still want to buy memes, and they're not, that's not going anywhere. Every crypto cycle, we absolutely see that. Obviously, with the listing, we're starting to see a sell-off, but we're starting to see coins getting listed on Robinhood US. Kind of where my brain goes is what's going to be next. You know, I don't think they're just going to stop at one coin. So I've been going through kind of just some thoughts of like, what's the next coin? What's the next coin we're going to get a bid? My gut tells me, I don't really have a good beat on it yet, maybe through the weekend here, but my gut tells me it's probably not going to be a meme coin. It's going to probably be more of a utility-based coin that you can buy through their wallet, but now they want to put on Robinhood US. But if anybody in the chat has any coins they want me to kind of investigate or look into, or you got any vibes, what it could be, there's certainly some coins out there, because if you hit that one, I think it'll cook for a couple days while it gets listed on the main platform. This reminds me of the days when coins were getting listed on Coinbase. Remember, people were like, what's the coin? What's the next coin that's going to be listed on Coinbase? And you catch like this insane wick up. So there's an angle there you can certainly look at.
That's a great point. That was a time of hype of trying to, you know, people would just tweet it, or, you know, different KOLs would just start saying, oh, it's getting listed tomorrow, next week. It's getting listed. Get in now. You know, those were the days. As we move on to, what are we doing? Uniswap?
Yeah, don't hold down Uniswap right now, because they made a pretty big announcement. This trade pulls. It's a new launch pad on the Robinhood chain. So Uniswap, as we know, at Uniswap, if we want to talk about a winner with what's happening with Robinhood, Uniswap's absolutely eating, because people are swapping, utilizing Uniswap again, and now they release trade pools. So you can launch and trade now on this pools.trade, and you see that beautiful little frog there just popping around. This is last Friday, and I knew this was kind of getting rumored. Hayden, who's the creator, owner of Uniswap, and a few other people were kind of rumoring. There were some rumors going around the coin that they launched. So I think last Friday was like the 29th. Actually, I sent a trade alert out to our community, because on-chain, Zach, who's part of the Uniswap team, people were really connecting a lot of dots that the guy who created this token was the Uniswap team, was Frong. So you could have got in right around 2 million. I called it at 2 million. I said buy it around 2 million if it gets down there, which it certainly did. And I really, really liked it. I aped into it as well. And that sucker ran all the way to 17 million. And the reason it had a little bit of a sell-off was we lost a little bit of a hype, but actually the head, I think it's the product design manager, she actually mentioned in a tweet like the frog's name in the whole Uniswap trade pools has the frog logo. The frog's name's Frong. So everybody was like, oh, they mentioned it. And we saw that huge spike up to 17 million. I always say it. If you see like a chart that's literally going up in a straight line, take some profits, sell your position. I did sell some of my position in that move up, but I still hold some. But then she deleted the tweet. She deleted the tweet about the frog being named Frong, which kind of caused people to, you know, FUD it a little bit. But I'm starting to like it again at this level, you know, because they haven't like really publicly pushed this Frong and this being a meme. This could be something interesting to watch for everyone. But anybody that got in on the trade alert, again, said called it around $2 million. So it definitely got there, traded there for, we had ample time. And you could have, if you just took profit on the way up, like we always recommend, you absolutely cooked. So congratulations. But it's always fun to get a winner like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just for anybody watching on the chart there, I put that pointer emoji there for the 2 million where Brian sent it out in his group. So again, if you're interested in kind of getting those that insight, check the link below. We got the number one coin to own going right now. That's the type of, you know, alpha info education that Brian, Bryce, and the rest of the team can give you if you're interested in getting more involved. Stonk fun. A lot of stonks. Anything Ooh. With stonks always piques my attention.
This is cool, dude. This was actually a cusp call this week. And as I was making the video, it was like starting to go up. So I called it right around $1.5 million market cap. So this Wednesday is when I was recording the video, but I really liked what this platform is doing. So it's another launch pad, and it's tough because these launch pad wars can really cause some issues. But this is a new meta coming out where they're actually pairing memes with stocks, real stocks. Like, you buy a meme coin and you get airdropped to your wallet. Well, sometimes you get airdropped or you get exposure to your wallet. I'm not sure if you get airdropped with stocks actually, but you get exposure to actual equities. So you have these like crypto degens out there that are buying meme coins, building equity portfolios. But this is the whole new kind of meta that's getting, and this is on Solana. This is even on Robinhood. Robinhood has some other similar tokens as well. But this is really unique, where this new meta now is starting, where you buy a meme coin, you're trading meme coins, and you're getting actual equities, tokenized equities. And what makes Stonk Fun really interesting is that they actually have access to pre-IPOs. So they have a relationship with the companies where you can get pre-IPOs, so you can actually buy certain tokens. So if you click on the actual platform on number 8 there on the sheet there, TiVo, we can look at the, it's about 2.98. It's the runner of the day right now is called Butthole. And, you know, it is what it is. But if you look closely, it's paired with Anthropic. So it's paired with the pre-IPO stock. So that's really interesting. If you look at the logo, it's Anthropic's logo. And some people might say that that looks very similar to what a butthole would look like. So they created this. I get it. Like, it's a meme coin. It's silly. But this is a runner that really started to pick up just today. It's not a call I made, but the call was more on the platform. I like the picks and shovels play, buying the Stonk token. But you buy this butthole token and you would actually get access to pre-IPO shares of Anthropic. And the more you go through their launch pad, there's a whole bunch of unique pairings. So kind of my thesis here, and I was telling some people at the company today, I was like, this is a 50-50.
Use the word, just to jump in there. I don't want to get taken off of YouTube. Let's just use the word B, the B coin or something. I don't want to get pulled.
Yeah, I don't need any strikes for the good old boys. The thesis here is really interesting, where you have meme coins, but you're pairing them with real equities, real tokenized stocks. So half of me is like, this is the most silly thing in the world. This isn't going to last. Like, why would this last? You know, like, but then the other part of me is like, this is the most creative, fun thing that's happening on chain right now. And of course, this is going to be successful because it's just a unique way that you got these crypto degens that are buying meme coins anyways, but then they're earning this tokenized equity stocks out there. So just a really unique meta happening out there, and just something I'm personally following pretty closely.
It's awesome stuff. And it's a unique concept there with pairing it with real ones. I saw fries paired with McDonald's. Income paired with USDC. We got Goblin with OpenAI. It's a couple OpenAIs there. SpaceX, your mom with SpaceX. We got pairing. We got S paired with B. That's unbelievable. So it's S paired with B paired with Anthropic. Is that how that works? That's wild.
I mean, gambling on these like tokens on the launch pads a little bit even too risky for me. Now, if you want to play with some hamburger money and have some fun, I know Joe, my counterpart, got involved with B-hole earlier today, he told me, so I wish him the best. But kind of my play was, you know, hey, if this meta takes off, Solana feels like an interesting world for it. This platform, the Stonk token, which they utilize a lot of revenue they make for buybacks, could do well. And the reason I brought up Stonk Brokers is because last time I was on the rundown, these things were like one ETH. Like, they were one ETH. And this is the same thing. You hold the NFT, you get rewarded in actual equities. So like whatever wallet you're holding this NFT in, you're getting rewarded in the actual equity. And the guy who created this is pretty well known in the space. This was a call of ours, not just the NFT, the actual token as well was a call of ours. And I think it did like a 10x. I don't own an NFT. I think even on the show, I was like, man, I really like these around one ETH. And I went to go buy them and they were up like the two ETH. And then now they're up to seven Ethereum. They're going to flip. They flip Pudgy Penguins. They might flip Bored Ape. They're one of the top NFT projects out there. This little pixelated fund, but they're actually having utility. So as silly as it sounds, these NFTs aren't just profile pictures anymore. You're not just part of a community. You get all that, but you hold this and you get rewarded in actual stocks. And I think the last time I was on the show, I said the real alpha was to go through these NFTs because some of them were getting listed and nobody claimed the actual stocks. So you could have found an NFT that had like a massive amount of stocks connected to it. So if you're watching the rundown that day and you had some time, you could have had an absolute cook. But I think this meta might be here to stay for a little while longer.
Yeah, good to see NFTs evolving. And again, a lot of alpha here on the rundown. So give us a like. And then if you're new, bottom right, hit the subscribe button on our YouTube so you don't miss an episode. If you want to catch us live, you got to subscribe. You got to hit the bell. That's how you're going to get the most alpha out of the rundown. But also, if you want the true alpha, you got to make sure you check the description below. Check the links. We got the number one coin there at the top. And if that's not of interest, scroll down and check out other links. Get more involved with the community. Get more involved with Brian, Bryce, and the whole team. This is what we do literally every single day. So if you're somebody that wants to join us inside the community every day, check the links below as we continue on. To our last topic of the day, the tweet says it all here. I literally did not know what to say here, Brian. Michael Saylor's at it again. A lot of people conversate over his AI conference earnings. He tries to do some fun content, and you know me, I'm a content guy. But when you're a publicly traded company, you definitely got to take a look at that. And then when you keep pulling different types of offerings, and you have multiple things, and you're not trading at par on one of them, and you're selling Bitcoin, you're telling people not to sell. I really do not know what to say. I'm one of those people that usually can pull a take pretty easily. Let's take a listen. So this is Michael Saylor's Q2 earnings call remixed.
Shareholders, the market is pricing fear. I'm pricing Bitcoin. The quarter was rough, but the SaaS per share rose. They saw us selling. Everybody froze. 32 coins just to test the machine. 0.004% barely seen. Then we bought 48 times more than we sold, but bears read one headline and hit caps lock bold. Own the most capital, issue the strongest credit, create the best equity, rinse and repeat it. Bitcoin is the winner. The credit turbine spins. They say the quarter's over. I say the century begins. Own the most capital, increase the sats per.
So, number one, the only real take I have, Brian, is I didn't know Michael Saylor was like a British rapper.
We could spend 15 minutes dissecting that video. Not only do I like watching Michael Saylor rap that, well, I don't know, like, you know where I'm so going with that, is like looking at the individuals in the room and how they're like giving the dance behind it and what they're doing and the jive that's going on. And I'm like, how many people there really think that was a good idea for him to be rapping there?
Well, is that, I mean, this is AI. This is like
a share. You saw us sell some Bitcoin.
Those aren't.
We bought 40.
Oh my goodness.
No.
I thought that.
Oh no, Brian. Brian just got AI. I just got AI'd live on air.
I just got hooked hard. You added that sheet. I just got hooked hard. I thought that was like him actually doing that on a call. I got hooked hard. Cut the segment. Cut it out. Oh my goodness. Well, that makes me feel a little bit worse and better all at the same time. My goodness.
Yeah. Sorry there. I could just hear from the audio as AI, but yeah, this
8 times more this year. SRC at 89.50. Everybody asks, Michael, can you bring this thing to par fast? We've got the cash. We've got the Bitcoin stack and nearly 1 billion.
Oof. I got duped there, you know? But it is what it is.
Granddad, Holy Whale says, Granddad Brian. Holy she. CJE says it happens to the best of us. Andy says bless. So yeah, that's a fun one. That's a fun point to end on. Brian got tricked by the AI earnings call. But yeah, you gotta take it all into account and make your own decisions if you're holding strategy or stretch. I don't know. I think I guess my only take is I'm all for a fun AI video more than anybody knows. I'm all for a fun music video more than anybody knows, truly. I just think I don't know if it pairs. If we're talking about pairing trade, like B-hole pairs with Anthropic, I don't know if Stretch Preferred Strategy Bitcoin pairs with the AI comedy music video. I just don't know if it's the right angle. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a stickler, Brian. Maybe I'm getting old.
I mean, I'm getting duped by AI, man. I mean, who knows? Who knows what we're doing right now at this point in life?
That's so true. Well, we appreciate everybody tuning in. Such an awesome Friday. Really active chat today. Really appreciate it. One last call. Give us a thumbs up, bottom right, subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications if you want to tune in and watch us live. And then for everybody checking out the description below, number one coin, click on that, learn about it, and check it out if you're interested. Go down, scroll through other links as well. We'll be back next week with more awesome interviews with Bryce from the Audi Summit and a whole nother round of rundowns. We'll see you next week, but that's all for now. Bye-bye, everybody.